Welcome to a podcast called Getting to Know You. I'm Jake Chappell and I'm joined by
Hamish Smith.
Getting to Know You is a podcast produced by the students of the MA Radio Audio and Podcasting course at the University of Sunderland. It's about getting to know the students of the course and getting to know the city that we love and cherish. Let's get straight into it, shall we?
That's right. So myself and Jake, we were partnered up and we decided to head over to the Beacon of Light, which is just situated right next to Sunderland's very own Stadium of Light. At the Beacon there is a ton of activities that you can get into. There's plenty of indoor sporting activities for all ages, there is football coaching for kids, there's also 5-a-side and 7-a-side pitches for you and your mates to book out, head down and have some fun. There are also groups such as Andy's Man Club which meet here during the week.
Yeah, they do have the Andy's Man Club, but they do also have clubs like the Soul Sound Spirit, which is another mental health club as well. So they do a lot at the Beacon for mental health organisations and stuff.
Incredible.
Like that. But speaking of the Beacon, it turned 5 back on the 14th of September. It actually got built in 2018. Productions on the building started in 2016. It took 2 years to build.
Yeah, well, it's impressive size. I can imagine it took them a little while. But Jake, I'm going to be honest, I think it's a little bit rude that we've not been over and checked this place out yet.
Should we get going?
I think we should get going.
Let's go. Right, me and Hamish are heading towards the Beacon of Light to play a 5-a-side game of football. Who's going to win? Are we going to play a bit of FIFA while we're there? We don't know. Well, I mean, we do have a booking, so we will be playing a bit of FIFA.
Smash it.
We're heading towards the Beacon, and what is one thing we have to pass along the way?
So, on your way to the Beacon of Light, you will need to pass the Stadium of Light, home to Sunderland Football Club. Now, walking towards the stadium, me and Jake, we've passed the Bob Stokoe statue. Now, Bob Stokoe is a very famous Sunderland manager who famously won the FA Cup with them in 1973. Now, the rivals in that match were Leeds United. Jake, you're a Leeds United fan.
Yeah.
So, you know, just being here outside the stadium of the 1973 FA Cup winners, does it make you feel a bit sick? You got a bit of a butterfly feeling in your stomach?
Not really, because they are rivals at the minute, but Leeds United's main rival is Huddersfield Town, not Sunderland. And with Sunderland being my adopted city, it's where I graduated in this stadium. I can't say they are rivals.
Top rivals. Yeah. No, that's fair enough. You know, I'm yet to actually go into the stadium myself. I've been down here for a year now, and I'm yet to enter the stadium. I've been meaning to go. I am a huge football fan. We can talk about my football team later, Hibernian FC. But for now, it's kind of all about Sunderland and of course the Beacon of Light. So I think this is enough waffle about the Stadium of Light, and let's get to
the more important
Beacon of Light.
Right, so that was a bit of a disappointing turnout, wasn't it?
It was, ever so slightly disappointing. So we've arrived at the Beacon to have a nice game of 5-a-side, and sadly the weather conditions have stopped us from getting on the pitch, which is unfortunate, but we have told a little lie, haven't we? It's very bad, we shouldn't lie. But anyway, we've played on the Beacon pitches before. So, Jake, how many times you played on the Beacon?
It's got to be 6 or 7 times in the last year, I think.
Nice. Scored any memorable goals off the top of your head?
I'm not gonna lie, no.
No?
No, I'm more of a goalkeeper. I've stopped some memorable shots.
Nice.
But I haven't made any.
Yeah.
What about you?
Goals. I'm not much of a goal scorer. I have bagged myself, you know, 2 or 3 here and there, which have been fun. But as you say, I do like playing in goal. I've got myself a nice pair of Sondico goalie gloves, which have done me well for the last wee while.
If the weather didn't stop us today, then maybe we would have been on opposite sides.
You never know. And overall, it just would have been a fantastic, fantastic game of football. We are going to head in though and have a nice game of FIFA.
Yep.
So shall we see who comes out on top?
Of course, let's go.
Let's do it. We're almost back to the studios. And we've had our fun game of FIFA. And it is safe to say that it was a David versus Goliath, and I think David may have come out on top.
Possibly. But we will reveal all when we get back to the studio.
We will indeed.
Let's go.
Let's get back.
And we are back in the studio. It is nice and warm getting out of the cold. How are you, Hamish?
I am good. I'm a bit disappointed we weren't able to get our game of five aside, but as we mentioned, we've been able to grace that pitch already, having been throughout the year. But yeah, I do recommend getting down there and playing some football. Not only great for the mind, but it is, of course, great for the health. And that's kind of what I want to kind of talk about, you know. There's one thing going and watching football, but then there's actually, you know, getting onto that pitch, taking a breath, a good breath of fresh air, and getting out there and kicking the balls about. And, you know, I'm a big football fan, and I really, like, I love watching football, but playing it, it's just a different feeling. And from when I was a kid, you know, just kicking around a ball into goals that were, you know, the paint were chipping away, there were no nets, you know, I still have that enjoyment playing it back home like I did playing it on the Beacon. It's the same kind of feeling, and it was almost like nostalgia for me getting out onto the five-a-side pitch.
Yeah, it were good when we got out there, right? When I've been out there in the past, I would have loved to have played today.
Oh yeah, same, right. I have my boots and everything,
right? I had my gloves ready to go, they kept me warm on the way back, which were quite nice. It were a bit of a disappointment, but we did still manage to have a game of FIFA.
That is true. And
it's not like getting on the pitch and just focusing and getting a bit of exercise, but FIFA's still good nonetheless.
Now, we did pass the statue of Bob Stokoe, who, if you didn't know, is famous for managing Sunderland's win against Leeds United in the 1973 FA Cup final. So, with as I'd already mentioned, with Jake being a huge Leeds United fan, I said to him, I'll go Sunderland, you go Leeds United, and you can get some revenge.
Yeah.
And revenge is what you got. It was a real David and Goliath story, considering I like to brag that I am I'm a very good FIFA player.
How often do you play FIFA?
Wow. So, we could get, like, I could talk about this for hours, but I play it quite a lot. I'm quite invested in it. I play the Ultimate Team. I like to build a fantastic team. On top of that, I play Pro Clubs mode. So if you don't know what Pro Clubs is, it's essentially you play as one character. You can have 11 friends and they can all fill the positions. And each of you take the position and you just play league games. I've had the same Pro Clubs team for the last 6 years. So there's a bit of tradition. So FIFA, you know, holds a nice place in my heart. It's a fun thing. It's a social thing. And I just love playing FIFA. See, I don't like losing at FIFA, though.
See, I haven't played all that much.
That's why this hurts a little bit more.
The only FIFA I've played is when it came onto Game Pass last year.
Oh, yeah. So you wait till right at the end when they put them. Nah, fair enough.
I do have... the new one, though, I have a code that I haven't used yet.
Oh, wow. No, I copped the new one on day release. And I've been doing that every year. That's just FIFA. And I'm not going to lie, losing to you today, it did. It left a sour taste in my mouth.
Mainly, it wasn't a bad loss, though.
Before we reveal the scoreline, I'm just going to say, considering all day you've been saying that you hardly play FIFA, you wait till it comes out on the Game Pass on Xbox. You know, you're not as addicted to FIFA as I am.
My thing is, I just go in for the slide tackle where I can.
Yeah, I do that as well.
I don't know when to switch characters. It's all luck for me.
Yeah, well, we'll reveal the scoreline. Unlike the FA Cup, which ended 1-0 in 1973, a very last-minute goal from Sunderland.
That FA Cup game has been thrown in my face so many times when I've been up here the last few years, you know.
I was going to say, it's a very historical match.
Even in graduation, like last year, they took a good 10 minutes to talk about that game since they graduated at the stadium. They took a good 10 minutes to talk about that FA Cup final, and I'm glad I got that payback for Leeds today.
Well, I can imagine you were sat there with a very grumpy expression on your face. All right, you know what? I'm not revealing the scoreline. You're the one that won the game. Tell us the score.
It was 2-1 game.
And what was the score until the 88th minute?
It was 1-0.
And then...
I got lucky. I did get lucky with the first one. But the second one was a beauty.
It was. I will take my hat off to you. My keeper wasn't saving it, but I do reckon if I was in goal, I would have saved it.
It was a Patrick Bamford shot. You can't save a Patrick Bamford. You really can't.
He is fantastic. So, we had our game of FIFA. We've really soaked in the beacon of light atmosphere, along with a little bit of the stadium of light as well. I feel like just from going in, I feel so much closer to the community.
City, yeah.
And for somebody who doesn't support an English football team, I support Hibernian FC from Edinburgh, and for somebody who doesn't, you know, support an English team, this is a good opportunity for me to come down here and discover a team.
Didn't your team actually play Sunderland?
So they did a couple of days back. Hibernian took on the development team, the Sunderland development team, and we beat them 3-0. So, you know, it's not an important one, but it's just a nice little...
It's a nice little fun fact.
It is a nice little fun fact. Hibs and Sunderland, they took each other on. It was the first match back, and it was a 2-2 game. Sunderland went...
Ah, nice even draw.
Sunderland went 2-0 up in the first half, changed their whole team at half-time. And
That's
then,
not something you do.
Nope. They made 11 substitutions at half-time.
11?
Yep.
The entire squad.
It was two different teams. It was a friendly first game of the season.
Even the goalkeeper.
Even the goalkeeper. They put a new goalkeeper on and everything. But bearing in mind,
Sunderland.
But you know, bearing in mind that it was a friendly, the result didn't matter, and so I when I say I've not seen Sunderland play, I lie. I have. I've seen them when they came to Easter Road, but I'm still yet to make my way over to the Stadium of Light. And I think, you know, just from going to the Beacon and being in and amongst all the Sunderland supporters, I think I need to get along to one of these games.
Could you go to the Fan Zone? Because the Beacon actually have an event on for the matches. It's called the Sunderland Fan Zone.
So funnily enough, I have actually seen a little bit of advertising for this Fan Zone. So supporters can enjoy football drop-in with Foundation of Light coaches on the outdoor pitches. There's also food and drinks available. There is, as we know, FIFA 22 on Xboxes. That's another thing. I'm a PlayStation player. So controller shape threw me off.
To be honest, I'm becoming a PlayStation player.
Good, better console.
Yeah.
It's a discussion for another day.
Yeah, we can talk about that for hours.
Yeah, definitely. Visits from Black Cat's mascots, Samson and Delilah. Here's one that's quite familiar. Music from Spark Radio.
Hey.
And countdown to kickoff and team news. So the match day Fan Zone is open for 2.5 hours before home games, and for a 3 p.m. kickoff, doors will open at 12:30.
Oh, that's not bad. That's right. What, 2.5 hours?
2.5 hours, yeah.
That's not bad.
That's decent to head along and hang out with fellow supporters, talk football, play football, eat plenty of food.
Could you go to one of these Fan Zones?
I have lived in Sunderland for a year now, and I have neglected going to the football. I think if I'm going to go, I want the full experience, and I would love to check out one of these.
What's the game that you would go see at the stadium if you could choose?
Because I don't support, or I say I don't support English football, I don't support any teams in England. I like watching English football, but I don't support a team. So I would be happy to go to any, but obviously I would love to see like an FA Cup match where, you know, one of the big dogs come to town, or you know, a end of the season kind of game where it can decide whether Sunderland go up or down, or a playoff match, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would ask you the same question, but I think I know the answer.
Yeah, the answer for me, the next time I'm going to the Stadium of Light, it is a home game, I might actually do the Fan Zone experience, is the 12th of December 2023.
Well, the only issue with doing the matchday experience is I believe it's for home fans. So as a Leeds United supporter, I don't think you're going to be very welcome.
I can sit in the enemy territory.
You could.
I just won't wear my kit. I'll wear a disguise.
There you go.
I'll wear one of them fake moustaches.
The glasses, nose, and the moustache.
Yeah.
To fly under the radar of the Macam supporters.
If you do see any of them on the 12th of December, it's just a normal guy.
It's a Leeds United fan. Make sure he is removed swiftly.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Getting to Know You. It was produced by Hamish Smith and Jake Chappell of the University of Sunderland MA Radio, Audio and Podcasting course. If you would like to hear more of the Getting to Know You podcast, you can find it all at sparksunderland.com/podcasts.